Welcome to this edition of the Million Dollar Mastermind Podcast. This is where we pick the brains of high achievers from all walks of life and get their hard-earned, real-world insights on winning. I'm your host, Larry Wydell.
Let's just talk about several things I want to dig into. And that is, what would you, your scripting kind of developed, I'm sure, from doing it yourself and all. By the time you got to Orlando, what did you figure out about your scripting for the cold call outreach and then also on the direct outreach to set up appointment? And then when you went in, go ahead.
Yeah, so my offers were, there were two offers that I ran. On cold DMs, it was, hey, are you running ads? They would say no. I'm like, hey, is there a reason why you're not running paid traffic? Then they would tell me the reason. I'm like, well, have you thought about doing X, Y, and Z? No, I haven't. Well, I can show you. And don't worry, I'm not going to say anything on the call. I do a free trial. You could book a call. And that's how I would book calls on the script. With the cold calling, it was, hey, I live in your area. I'm 5 minutes down the road. I'm offering about 6 to 8 business owners this month a free website. And I was wondering if you were interested. And then I would get them on the free website. And then I would get them on the hosting. So like the hosting to manage, it was like $97 a month. And then they were like, well, this website's cool, but like, how do I send traffic to it? I was like, ah, that's me.
Yeah.
So then I would run ads for them too. So those are my two offers that I ran. It was a 14-day free trial and then a free website. And dude, what I would do is I would make the website for them if they agreed to do ad services. So I would get the website done from someone on Fiverr and I would pay them like $150 to make the website. And then I was banking on them staying on the ads for $500 a month. And that was my plan, was $500 a month for ad services. So I was like, okay, well, I'll eat $150 for the first month, make $350, then I make $500 a month for the next 5 months. And I'll just get clients on that. And that's just how I built the business up.
And so the $500, what was the service for the $500? Do they have an ad budget in addition to that? And
yeah.
For the $500, you did what?
I managed their Google and Facebook ads, and the ad spend was on top. So like they would spend like $30 a day, $20 a day, and I would manage that ad spend on Facebook and Google. So that was me setting up new campaigns, doing retargeting, like doing Google call ads because they were local, Google My Business ads, Facebook Messenger ads, things that were easy to set up. And then the thing that was important for me was building a relationship with the clients because I was solo. So like, dude, I would support their business. I would go over and eat lunch real quick at one of their businesses. I would go eat lunch. I'd give a nice tip and then I'd leave. Little customer retention hacks. That's what I would do. And it was easy. Like, or I had a client who was a tire shop. I bought my tire from him when it popped. Like little things like that, that would make sure that they knew like, yo, we can't just get rid of him. It was easier, but then it wasn't scalable because there's only so much money I can make in a local area. Like it just wasn't scalable. So I was like, all right, well, I got to get a team. I got to find clients across the country. And that's when I came across probably the most insane client of my entire life. I still work with her to this very day. She is my highest paying client. And we were getting a lot of messages on Instagram because the cold DMs. And one person reached out to me. His name is Jason Granum. He messaged me. He's like, yo, dude, you're good at marketing. Like, you know, you're getting off the ground. I have this group of mortgage lenders that go on Zoom every week and they drink wine and they talk shit about the markets. And I was like, okay, like, what does that have to do with me, dude? I'm a dude. I'm not a mortgage lender. So
yeah,
he's like, no, dude, I want you to come and speak about SEO and ads. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll make slides. So I make slides. I hop on this call. And to be honest, man, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, like, no one cares about me. I'm not a mortgage lender. Like, well, this isn't really that important. Little did I realize that while I was talking, there was someone in there. Her name was Jen Beeston, and she didn't have her camera on. And I was talking about this stuff and she put in the Zoom chat, she was like, oh my God, you're so cute. Call me in the morning. I'm going to hire you. And I was like, oh, sick. I got a client. So I call her in the morning. And dude, like when I was back then, I was hungry. I would call somebody 20 times till they picked up. And she was like, I'm on a client call. Like call me in 15 minutes. And I wait, I call her in 15 minutes. She doesn't answer. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. So then she's like, no, 5 more minutes. I finally get her on the phone and she's like, yeah, I need YouTube done. Like I need someone to post for me on YouTube. I need 3 blog posts a month. I need my Facebook ads ran and my YouTube ads ran. And I was like, ooh, I could charge a good amount for this. Like, this is good. So I'm on the call with her and I'm like, yeah, this is the most I've ever tried to pitch before too. I was like, I'll do it for $1,500 a month. And she's like, yeah, no shot. And I was like, what do you mean no shot? She's like, that's too cheap. It's probably not good. And I was like, oh shit, I've charged too small. And she was such a nice lady. She is what I call my internet mom. She is the most down-to-earth lady I've ever worked with. She's like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom and I'm going to come back and you have to give me something better than that. That's just too cheap. I'm not going to value it. I don't give a shit if it's $1,500 a month. So I was like, okay. And this is where my money block breaks. This was the moment where my money block was gone. So she comes back and I'm like, okay, 3,000. She's like, still, that's not enough. Like, can you do more blog posts or something? Why is it so freaking cheap? And I was like, damn, like how much are you paying your marketing person? And then we wind up settling. Dude, this is the craziest part. She's like, okay, if you post me on Instagram and Facebook and you build me a landing page and a website, I'll give you $7,000 a month. I'm like, $7,000 a month? I almost freaking died on this call. I was legit sitting on the call and I was shaking because I didn't know like what that felt like. And then as we started working together, she raised the rate, you know, a little bit here and there. I went to like $9,250 a month. And that's what got me over 10K a month. And it was funny because during the call, she was like, okay, let's do $6,000. And I asked the boldest question. I was like, honestly, can we do $7,000? Because that would make me make $10,000 a month. And she was like, fuck it, fine. And I was like, what? So it was the funniest thing ever. To this very day, I now have a corporate contract with the company she's under. And they pay me $35,000 a month now. And that's my biggest client, hands down. It's the most insane story.
Yeah, it takes a while for that to sink in. That is an insane story.
For those of you who are sick and tired of fooling around and are dead serious about wanting to move up fast, I've got something especially for you. I've combined the best insights from over 40 years in business and making $70 million in income and compressed them into a free webinar. That's right, it's a free resource. If you want to find out exactly what the concepts are that I use in coaching million-dollar earners, register now at WeidellOnWinning.com. You'll discover the 5-part framework used by so many to reach their financial, personal, and professional goals. You can find that link in this episode's show notes.
But let me hit reverse and go back to something that you rolled through. You know, when we do things, Jason, we kind of take ourselves for granted. You know what I'm saying? The fact that you said, by the way, I posted on my trip down and when I got there because I had 40,000 followers. Take me from getting 0 to 40,000 followers.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. Yeah. There's a little bit of a backstory here. So I actually did skip over this a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's really good that you pointed that out. Okay. So the way that I learned marketing was not just from Ty Lopez. There was a brand when I was in my junior year of college. Okay. And it was called Hustle Island. It was a t-shirt brand. And I found them on Instagram and I bought one of their shirts. I started making videos with these shirts on it. It was a black t-shirt and it had certain words on it, like hustle, patience, gratitude, legacy, like entrepreneurship terms. So I got them in the mail. They were like free plus shipping offers, $7. The shirt's free, but just pay for the shipping. So I bought this set of 4 of them. I got them at the house and I started making videos with them. And I started talking to college kids about, yo, like, this is not it. You need to like hustle, have patience, basically saying, forget about school. And I was doing that. The feedback I was getting was the same, like the followers and the likes and the comments. And then eventually Greg Barry, who was the owner, he reached out. He's like, dude, I love these videos. Can you shoot a couple for us that are custom? Because I want to be able to push them as ads. And I was like, oh, sick, dude. Like, send me some hoodies and stuff. I'll do it. He winds up getting the videos back and he runs them as ads. He's like, dude, these ads outperformed all of our other creatives. And we spend millions a year. And I'm like, what the hell did he just say? So that's when I had this bubble, like, wow, I made creatives that did that well. And I didn't really think much of it, dude. I downplayed it because I was like, oh, like.
But now you were posting. So if you could tell me a little bit more about this, because this seems like a striking the match type event in your life. And where were you posting? And there's this company, they put out t-shirts and had these slogans on it. And then you did some videos to follow up. Where did, based off that. I guess you referenced back to that because I could tell. So how did you reference back to them? Or where did you make these videos and post those videos?
Yeah. So a big thing about 4.5-ish years ago was that posting was easier. It was easier to grow organically.
Yeah.
It was a lot more efficient and you didn't get like suppressed by an algo. It was a lot easier to grow. So posting back then was probably 20 times easier than it is now. So like getting followers and all the likes in the comments was actually really easy back then. So I would hit the trending page a lot because everybody in the comment section was like, oh, this cute kid, he's an entrepreneur. Like, we're going to follow him. It was like this sympathy follow. They were like, oh, he's so cute and little. That's what they thought. Also, I was posting on Instagram twice a day. They were like 2 to 4 minute videos length. And I would just rant about topics. Why? Dude, I remember this one funny video. Oh my God. I talked about how people at restaurants who like take forever to order are the most annoying people to sit down and eat dinner with. That was one funny video that went really viral. And then there was another one where I was like, hey, the reason why you look at money differently is because you're the person that won't add chicken to their salad. You know how you go to a restaurant, you order a salad, they're like, oh, you want to add chicken? It's $8. And some people are like, no, that's fine because they don't want to pay for it. And I made a video about that and that went viral. But like all these like hustle videos and all that, they did really well. And I just post it consistently every single day. The algorithm's a lot different now. I think the biggest thing was just consistency, like being able to keep up with it. Because people post.
And this was under your own name, your own account, right?
Yeah, it was just the Jason Woger, the one that I have now.
Yeah.
And like, dude, it was crazy. Old videos that we would post, they were just really like crappy edited. Like they weren't that great. It was just consistency. It was just being around, dude. It was just, hey, like I'm Jason and welcome to my life. And that was it. And I think people also resonate with me too, because I said bold things. Like the videos about the restaurant, all that stuff. Like I was bold. I would say things that weren't rude, but like I was just so passionate about certain topics that I would say things to become polarizing. So like if anybody's watching this or listening and you want to get more followers, you want to grow, like you have to say things that are polarizing, have controversy, and branch curiosity. Those are the three main points in any video that will get you more views by far.
Could you repeat those?
Yeah. So branch curiosity, controversy, and being polarizing. Those are three.
What's branch curiosity?
So the curiosity is more so based in like, let me think about this for a second. So like curiosity is derived in hitting the human psyche to want to learn more. So like, for example, right? If you made a video that said, oh yeah, I'm going to help you build your sales team by redoing your sales script. And here's what my sales script would look like. That is a boring video. But what if I said instead, hey, pull out your sales script. I'm going to add this one line and you're going to make 3 times more money. That's sexier. So like you're branching the curiosity for them to wait for what this one line is.
I see.
Controversy is like if I had a video where I was like, let me think about this. If I was like, hey, if you drive a Toyota, no one's going to listen to you unless you have a sports car. You're building controversy where there's two sides. Or like, hey, if you are driving X car, you don't make money. You're broke. Something like that. That is polarizing and controversial. So there's two sides. There was a question that I asked somebody on a podcast and he was like, bro, that is hands down the best question I've ever been asked. And I don't know. Do you have kids?
Yeah, sure do.
Okay. This is a good question. Was the best day of your life getting married or having your first child?
There you go. Yeah.
Like, dude, that's a good video hook. Because someone who's married sometimes would be scared to answer that if their wife is listening.
Yeah.
And like, dude, he was like, bro, that's hands down a great like reels question to get like good short form content. Just stuff like that. You're building two sides because some people are going to go in the comment section and say, no, like that guy's stupid for saying his kid. It was love at first sight. Like, of course it was the best day of my life. And it's like, without the love, the kid wouldn't have happened. Or like, dude, people cast their opinion in there and it just causes more engagement. It causes the post to go more viral.
Fantastic. And so how long have you been running your account? Was this on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn? What account?
Yeah. Instagram? It was Instagram, yeah. For about 5.5-6 years, I've been running that account, yeah.
Yeah, they do suppress the crap out of it now. But is there any platform that you found? I'm just curious right now. You branch my curiosity. In your experience right now, which one of these platforms seemed to suppress the least that you found? Is there one?
Yeah, this will be a cool answer because I'll go more specific, right? So if you're trying to build a business,
yeah,
TikTok is going to get you the highest reach, but low quality leads. If you want to sell more high ticket, you got to do YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah.
You post on all three, but the audience and what you're looking for is dictated by the platform. So like, if you just want to sit there and get more views and followers, do TikTok. If you want to get more high ticket paying clients, YouTube has the highest quality people out there. YouTube wins hands down. Like all of my clients who are paying 10, 20K a month, they're all YouTube people who've watched my channel. They are the best clients. Because here's the thing that people need to realize is that they're willing to watch long form. Hence why podcasts are good too. Like I get a lot of clients from podcasts because they get to listen to an hour of me talking.
Yeah.
And I've built that consensual rapport with them to where I don't have to hard sell or get on free sales calls with them and try for a week to close them. Like the people who book from podcasts are just better leads. So that's where I believe that if you're going for short-term sales, then short form wins. But if you want long-term money, long form is just going to crush.
Now, do you find that you pick up much business from the Twitter? So that would be video content, basically.
Yeah.
Do you find any reason for sales or bigger ticket sales on LinkedIn or Twitter? Like if you build a big, you double your following there.
LinkedIn, yeah.
Is that a better lead or whatever?
Yeah, LinkedIn's good as well. So I appreciate you bringing that up because LinkedIn's great. LinkedIn just as good as YouTube.
Yeah.
You just have to be a lot better at content because LinkedIn's so saturated with just everybody posting their business tips and all like their HR tips and all that. So like LinkedIn's good. Other thing I will say is Twitter, not really that great. Threads is good though. The Instagram app that's like kind of like Twitter, that's a great app. We went from 0 to 16,000 followers on there in 4 months. And I'm telling you right now.
Which one is that now?
Threads. Yeah.
Okay.
That, if you post 2 to 3 times a day on Threads, you'll get a ton of followers. I'm telling you right now, if anybody, I mean, I don't know if you do this in your business, but Threads is killer right now. The reach is insane. And the best part is that if they go to your Threads, they can easily click your profile and go to your Instagram too. So you're getting 2 followers for 1. It is hands down the biggest arbitrage, Threads.
Yeah. Now, are most of those text posts or those video posts too?
They're all just text. You can do short form, but like text does well.
Thanks for listening to the Million Dollar Mastermind. If you felt there were any valuable takeaways from this episode, please take a minute and leave us a 5-star review. Your feedback is important and really helps us get the word out to a wider audience. Remember, we have a valuable webinar that is absolutely free. Register for it right now at whitealumwinning.com. Thanks for listening.